Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Dr. Sylvan Spooner, PhD graduate in History from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 30th, 1832, imperial authorities confirmed an act which allowed the admission of testimony from enslaved persons in any court on the island. This act, a small token of a basic right, not only granted enslaved persons a voice for legal redress, but for all intents and purposes, it was an albatross around their necks. A number of stipulations were put in place before the enslaved could even be considered a candidate for testimony at court. The act stated that all enslaved persons seeking to give testimony were required to produce a certificate of baptism, clearly stating that they had been sufficiently instructed in the principles of the Christian religion. In addition, those who sought the testimony of an enslaved person were required to acquire a subpoena from a judge, coroner, or justice of the peace directed to the owner of that enslaved person. It was the sole responsibility of the owner to ensure that the enslaved witness attend court with the fear to do so punishable by a fine of £10. On their appearance at court, any enslaved person who was deemed to have committed perjury was, if male, subject to imprisonment of 3 months and a flogging, and if female, punishment for perjury would be meted out on the treadmill. Nonetheless, in many cases, evidence given at trial against white men was seldom taken at face value, and almost never saw capital cases involving white men. To the contrary, black man charged with a capital offense could easily be sent to the gallows on the testimony of an enslaved black. Although little credit was given to the testimony of enslaved blacks against white men, in cases where a white man or woman had conspired with an enslaved person to commit crime, the white person could be convicted on the testimony of black associates. Exceptions did occur, and at times the testimony of an enslaved person held firm. In June of 1833, William Blades, a white man, was convicted based on slave testimony for shooting and wounding a slave and was sentenced to 18 months of imprisonment. However, exceptions do not disprove the rule, and although their testimony were allowed, the enslaved knew that as quote-unquote property, they were required to tread carefully.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.